Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we need to talk about stupid Steelers.
Uh-oh.
What are stupid Steelers?
Yep.
We're all and the brain trust in this room.
Well, because I started thinking, like, out of everyone in this room,
who's the
stupidest Steeler?
No, so I look at stupid Steelers two different ways. Like, stupid Steelers is you were stupid about the way you stole something. Like, gotcha. These dudes who,
yes,
they drilled into the wrong,
yes,
building.
They thought it was a bank.
They got all the, like, spelunking gear and, like,
all
and they're all playing the Mission Impossible theme behind them. And they get in the, yeah, where were they at? A laundromat or something?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they went into the wrong.
Might as well.
They got into the wrong building. That's happened before where somebody tunneled under.
Yeah.
They did tunnel under a bank.
But they
and they thought they were popping up in the vault. And it's popped up like in the janitor closet. Just pro tip for bank robbers. The vault isn't just like steel walls. It's a whole thing. Like, it's steel floor, too.
It is.
So if you drilled through the, like,
alarms the, like, and
the balsa wood floor, that ain't the vault, son.
No, it's
how long did it take them to realize they weren't in the vault? They were like, man, this bank's not doing very well.
Got a lot of bleach on deposit here. This is not. So these idiots, that's one kind of stupid Steeler.
Yep.
The other kind of stupid Steeler is stealing something stupid.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. I'm more in that category, I would say.
Like, what? Yeah. What have you, like, this is Steve's story to me could qualify as stupid Steeler because at one point I think he stole the 40-pound bag of the potato ole
seasoning
that Taco John's uses.
Yeah.
And that's just dumb.
No.
Until you've had.
I was a hero.
You are a hero. Like, that's a dumb thing to steal.
I see what you're saying.
But
yeah.
It's not.
I was fired anyway. So it didn't
I know, but that, I mean, the street value of that, I'd give you $1,000. Like,
it's
that.
Crack.
I don't even know if there are Taco John's left, but I would go there and just order potato olays and just lick them. Have you ever had that thing?
No.
I have, yeah.
It's they like are. Red Robin seasoning.
It's
nice.
With a hint of meth.
Mm.
So they found Steve with the 40-pound bag and a bunch of little bags.
Little tiny. He's got the blue stuff, man.
He's got the good stuff.
It's so, like, which way do we want to? We'll take it all.
We'll take it all, yeah. The dumber, the better. Okay. Any angle of dumb you got, we'll take.
Now, does this one qualify as a stupid Steeler, or is she a genius? She found a glitch in a gas pump. And because I guess if you screened your loyalty card twice,
oh,
it went into demo mode.
What?
And then she got free gas.
What?
Which is kind of genius. Where she went stupid Steeler,
mm-hmm,
then she did it like 40 times a day.
Oh, yeah. You're an idiot.
She's just having other people's cars. It's like, bring the school bus over here. She had a deal going.
Yeah.
She,
She stole $27,000 worth of gasoline.
Gotta respect that.
No, you don't.
No.
You could have stolen $27,000 over the next 6 years.
That's true.
And gotten by with it. Once a month to do that, not every single day.
Idiot. You're an idiot. Like, so that's a third kind.
Nice.
Like, you had a good steal going.
But and you turned stupid.
You sure just made it stupid.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to hear any one of those three types of stupid Steeler stories.
Best caller is going to get a pair of tickets to see Meghan Trainor at Red Rocks.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There was a guy, I don't know, again, the borderline between stupid and genius is kind of it's kind of close. The guy was on a date, and she rode a motorcycle to the date, and so the guy hopped on her motorcycle and stole that from his date.
Wow, that was pretty.
But did she have his information?
That's where the stupid comes in.
Oh, what?
Do you remember?
Yeah, I'll just first unmatch,
right? Obviously. Yeah. And I'll send him a strongly worded text, but not until he gets off my bike.
I think T-Hack got the story wrong.
Oh.
They met up on a date, and he had previously stolen the bike to impress her, not knowing it was her bike.
Oh.
So then they showed up, and she's like, that's my bike.
What?
Whoa, so then T-Hack's stupid, too.
Yeah.
I didn't steal
stupid in this stupid Steeler story. Do you remember, speaking of stolen cars, there was one here in Colorado. There was like a rash of car thefts, I think like where I used to live in Federal Heights.
Okay.
So, undercover cops decided to sit in like Federal Heights and kind of watch. It was like right by where I live, the 85th and Pecos. They were just stealing cars.
On Pecos.
Exactly.
What?
So the cop got a little sleepy and reclined his seat and kind of took a little nap. And then side door opens up, everybody's like, they jump in the car, and he's sitting in there. He's like, hey guys,
get
up.
They were going to steal his unmarked Crown Vic.
Okay.
And they didn't look to see
if there was a guy in it. No, they were just like, because he was reclined. And so they bust in and they're like, let's get this car, it's fast like a cop car.
We'll steal the guy too.
Yes. So then he just
yeah.
Easy arresting.
Typical night on Pecos. What?
Do you know what's sad? Is my car was literally stolen as part of that whole race.
Aww.
It was my cool Fast and the Furious blue Honda Civic.
I thought you were going to say it was your Pinto.
When did they give it back?
I got it back like 3 days later.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you don't know. This is not. We're off topic and we'll get back to it. The cops found it like 2 days later. No doors, no hood, no sunroof, no airbags, no wheels, no seats. It was on four donuts. They just roll it out into a field in Wheat Ridge. They grab it, take everything they want, and just roll it out in the field.
Gone in 60 seconds.
It's more of a skateboard than a car now, but you can have it back.
But also no wheels.
All right, if you're a stupid Steeler or you've stolen something stupid or you tried. Anyway, stupid Steelers, best call going to see Meghan Trainor at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got a good story? Share it now. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
Okay, so we're looking for stupid stealers.
Stupid.
Whether you stole something stupid, or you stole it stupid,
yep.
Or you stole too much and it made you look stupid. Just stupid. Alan?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You're stupid. Stealers. What do you got?
Stupid.
What happened?
I went to Walmart and they were giving out 20s and the ones change.
Wow.
So I decided to ring up one item at a time at self-checkout, walking away with 10 receipts with a pocket full of 20s, knowing well that I could get theft.
Did they catch you?
Change is coming out a 20 instead of a 1.
Dang.
So you, and they caught you?
They did not, no, but I only did it one time. I'm not that stupid.
You're still pretty stupid. So,
yeah.
So you stood at a place with 1,000 cameras on you.
Yeah.
But you got away with it, though.
One item at a time, paying for it, getting a 20 back in change instead of a 1.
Well played.
So you did the one. Yeah. How did you find out it was doing that? Did somebody tip you off and tell you that was happening, or you just saw it?
No, I got my change, and I was expecting a couple of 1s, and there were 20s.
Yeah, then you just got to go buy more stuff.
Oh, they put it in the wrong way.
You're right. It was their fault.
It doesn't matter. He's still in it. Thank you, Alan. That's not how this works, Steve. Cindy.
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Stupid stealers. What'd you do?
Okay, I'm going to go quick because it's a long story. My car got high-centered in a ditch. My ex and his friends stole a school bus to get my car out. A sheriff drove by. And as we were all sitting on the ground by the sheriff's car, his friends were singing, "We killed the rabbit."
Okay.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of stone people. Stealing a school bus.
Yeah.
I mean, stealing something less conspicuous feels...
Yeah, I sat in my car the whole time, but I got charged with 5 felonies.
Ooh.
You're still an accessory on that one.
Oh, man.
You're a stupid stealer.
No, I was convicted of perjury.
Oh, because you lied and said, no, that was our school bus.
They questioned me for like 6 hours, and I was bored and got tired of it and said I did it all.
Oh, you have? Okay.
All right. Thank you, stupid stealer. Desiree.
Yay.
Stupid stealers. What do you got?
Well, I'm originally from Texas, and my brother was in like Boysville, juvenile. He broke out of Boysville. Came to my mom's house, stole her Bronco, went on a shopping spree to people's houses, like their cars, all over Texas. When he got busted, the cops called my mom to claim her car, and she also said everything in that car was hers as well. There was TVs, there was radios, there was all kinds of stuff in there. My mom was the biggest criminal of all.
You got to respect that one.
I do respect your mom. Your mom's the only non-stupid stealer.
Know, right?
Your mom is...
You're savvy.
You're very savvy. I'd like to meet her mom.
I do too.
Gordon?
Yay.
Stupid stealer. What'd you do?
Stupid stealer. 10 years old, maybe even 12. I don't remember because I'm 60 now. Anyhow, went to the Curb. It was called the Curb Feed Supply, and they're still there in Colorado and Lakewood, actually. Sorry for the plug. But anyways, really great people. They used to keep these rabbits next to their feed store.
Okay.
They were outside in these little hutches. And I thought, well, this isn't right. These bunnies need to be free.
Oh, no.
So I let them all go.
Let the bunnies go!
Be free.
Be free, bunnies!
Well, here was my punishment. I had to catch them all before the cops got there.
Jeez.
Yeah, you're not going to pull that off, dude. They're bunnies. They're fast.
No, I didn't. And the cops never got called, but my dad did, and he had a heck of a big belt.
Even worse, yes.
Yeah, that's terrible. Ken.
Yay.
Stupid stealer. What'd you steal?
Here's a stupid stealer story. You guys are stupid for giving my wife, Meg, terrible advice.
What?
You gave my wife advice that she should try to make me jealous and flirt with other guys. What is wrong with you?
We didn't do that. What are you talking about?
You didn't do that. You didn't tell my wife Meg that she should flirt with other guys in front of me to spice up our marriage. Or
No.
Yes.
No. She called and asked if she should do that.
Yes.
I emphatically said no. I said, don't give me that look, Steve.
Hang on.
No, you did not say no. I said no because you, dude, here's what I said, and you won't like this, but I'm like, you can't train a dog with negative reinforcement. And in this case, you're the dog.
How dare you call me that?
I'm not calling you a dog. It's an analogy. Look into it, bro. But like, nobody.
Bro, how old are you? 40 and you're using that still?
Okay. So let me just ask you this. You called into our show during a different topic, lied to T-Hack, who's now freaking out in the other room, just so you could ambush us on the show. Say your piece, bro. What, like, you.
Why
obviously,
are you calling me bro? Are you a frat brother? Are you 20 years old going to TCU? What is going on here?
You started an argument with me. I'm back on my heels thinking we were talking about you stealing something stupid. And instead, you're mad at us. Your relationship is so jacked up. Your woman called us for advice.
Oh, wow, yes.
Bro.
That is true.
Why do you keep calling me bro?
Because you don't have an argument, and all you can focus on is me saying bro, so I'm just going to keep saying it so I keep scoring points on you, bro.
You are such a child. You are stealing good vibes in a marriage that was working.
Yeah.
And then
things. Obviously, your marriage was doing great. That's why Meg called in. Good talking to you, bro.
Slacker and Steve.
So real quick, we have to address the elephant in the room. We did an OPP earlier in the week with a woman named Meg, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Hack, I don't know why you're in the room right now because you're on a list.
He lied to me. I can't verify.
Like it, so this dude, we were doing Stupid Steelers a minute ago, and the dude, if you heard it, you're probably scratching your head. So he called in. He pretended he had a story of he stole something stupid.
Yeah. Right.
And then he gets on the air and proceeds to blast us. She had called saying her marriage needed a spark.
Right.
And she wondered if flirting with other men was the spark it needed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And our listeners said, wasn't us.
But even our listeners weren't, from my recollection, they weren't like, yes.
Right.
They were like, try other things. Yeah. Tell him what you like in bed. But he was mad at us.
You to task. Yeah,
yeah, bro.
Don't. Dude, do you understand that I was hot?
Yeah.
And I didn't,
I'm
still a little hot, bro.
Yeah.
So do you have a plan to avoid something like that in the future? Did you write his number down specifically?
I have his number down. He will not be calling again.
But he could use somebody else's phone and he could call in
well,
a minute.
Don't give him ideas. What are you doing? You're making my job harder.
No, you made it harder by being a bro.
I'm sorry. He
So I just wanted to come on. So if anybody was listening to that and they didn't understand what just happened, it was his wife who was looking for marital advice, and he thinks we gave her bad advice.
Yes.
So Meg, if you're listening, go out and find yourself a real man, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.